When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Economics 201, Black Power Economics, Beyond Capitalism. Mental toughness. Those at the forefront of making Black Power Economics a reality must be mentally tough. As we lay the bricks for a non-capitalist Black Power Economics foundation, we must be prepared to experience what we would consider a low standard of living. We must endure a great deal of privation, turn our backs on immediate relief initiatives, and focus on the long-term resolutions that can make Black Power Economics a reality. And we must expect most Black individuals to take what we are doing the wrong way and criticize us long and hard before they finally realize what is right and join us. We have a common sense reality to face up to. We can't hold on to capitalism if we expect to break free of it. The failure or inability of Black individuals to think beyond the scope of capitalism is one factor that has hindered us up to this point. Up to this point, Black entrepreneurs and economists have tried to counter the devastating effects of capitalism by proposing and enacting solutions that are themselves capitalistic. Capitalism is the problem, not the solution. No matter how nice it is dressed up or what adjustments are made to reduce the damage it does in a specific area, capitalism would always be much more damaging than beneficial overall. We have a cruel reality to face up to. In order to make Black Power Economics a reality as quickly as possible, we must stop investing time, energy, and resources in feeble reactions to capitalism's devastation of our communities. Trying to create more jobs for poverty-stricken Black individuals within the present capitalist context is a misuse of time, energy, and resources. We need to put that time, energy, and resources into developing Black Power Economics instead. Those of us at the forefront have to step outside of the capitalist cycle we are presently stuck in. We have to face up to the cruel reality that we can't improve Black people by producing better economic opportunities, adequate housing, and better healthcare, etc., within the capitalist system. Solutions such as those might temporarily help a few Black individuals, but they hurt Black people as a whole. They would increase the income or decrease the burden borne by a handful of Black individuals, but they would also help capitalism secure greater control over the destiny of all Blacks. The net result? Capitalism will completely incapacitate the Black masses. Black Power Economics must treat capitalism as a rogue economic system, a scourge, something to be avoided at all costs. Free enterprise can be encouraged at the appropriate time, but what must be held in the highest esteem at all times is the well-being of us as a people.